From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered together around the radio with you today as we continue our series from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, entitled Believing is Seeing. Now, last week, if you were with us, you know that we conducted a rather extensive study from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. But this week, we are expanding on that just a little bit by looking at the very last word in that verse. I've often said in my preaching and teaching that it's important to pay attention to all the words, the small words, the large words when you're studying the Bible. Don't skim over or skip over any word, because every word is in the Bible because God put it there for our learning and understanding of who He is and what He expects and how He operates. So we're basically looking at one word this week. It's the last word in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, where the Bible says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." When Paul and Silas and Timothy went to the city of Thessalonica and preached the word of God, most of the Thessalonians recognized that what they were preaching was not their own concept, but was truly the word of God, and thus they believed it. And so we're focusing on that little word, believe, the very last word of 1 Thessalonians 2:13, and that word simply means to commit to or to have full confidence in. And the fact of the matter is, if God's word is going to work in our lives, we need to commit to it and have full confidence in it. And yesterday I shared with you that we must believe in the existence of God. That's where true belief starts. In fact, I mentioned yesterday that the true belief or confidence in the existence of God is the foundation for all belief. And I want to begin the program today by just digressing a little bit on this idea of belief in the existence of God. Are you familiar with the fact that there is something out there called Christian atheism? Are you? Christian atheism. Now remember, we are talking about, or we did talk about yesterday, the fact that if we're going to have true faith, we first of all need to believe that God exists. Well, there are a lot of Christians, so-called Christians, I'll put it that way, who say that they are Christian, and yet their belief in God's existence is questionable. Listen to this article that I have that I want to read to you today. I'm not going to read the entire article, but I do want to read a part of it to explain to you what I am talking about. And I think that this article may wake some people up in church pews today as well. Listen to it. It says, "What is Christian atheism?" Well, Christian atheism, also called non-realistic Christianity, is a bizarre form of quasi-spiritual philosophy that keeps the forms and practices of Christianity while denying God's existence. Think of that. It keeps the forms and practices of Christianity while denying God's existence. You know, that makes me think of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. Are you familiar with that verse? It says there that in the last times, the last days, perilous times will come. And a part of that is, as it says in verse 5 of 2 Timothy 3, that there will be those who will be having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Well, in essence, that's Christian atheism. The fact that they keep the forms and practices of Christianity while denying God's existence. Well, let me go on with this article. It continues by saying, Christian atheists attempt to demythologize Christianity, that is, doing away with all belief in the supernatural, yet maintaining liturgies and corporate worship experiences as meetings humanity's need for socialization and the communication of lofty ideas. Wow. They really don't believe in the supernatural. They really don't believe in God. But they go through worship activities and liturgy and put on the false front, the false face, that they believe in the existence of God. The article goes on to say that Christian atheism has its roots in the 1960s Death of God movement, which claimed God actually did exist at one point, but that he died. I'm old enough to remember that particular movement, and maybe some of you are as well. The article goes on to say this, Christian atheism is a spiritual approach using the teachings and example of Jesus while denying the existence of a literal God. As a result, Christian atheism is entirely focused on earthly concerns and earthly justifications. Religion is a purely human endeavor, and God is simply a projection of a person's mind. Belief in an afterlife is incoherent within a Christian atheist framework. In fact, Christian atheism generally holds that Christianity, like all other religions, is nothing more than a benevolent lie, a fiction that makes life easier to understand and to control. Now, that is serious stuff. And yet, you know, beloved, there are people in our good, solid, Bible-believing fundamental churches today who hold that. Going back to another statement in this particular paragraph that I've just read to you, where it says that Christian atheism is a spiritual approach using the teachings and example of Jesus while denying the existence of a literal God as a result. Now, listen to this. As a result, Christian atheism is entirely focused on earthly concerns and earthly justifications. Think about that. Now, I don't mean to be throwing stones at anybody today, but have you ever heard prayer requests at a lot of local church prayer meetings these days? Have you? If you have, you will note that most of those requests are based mainly on earthly concerns and earthly justifications or earthly solutions, rather than having a great concern about God and the solutions that God has to offer. Why is that the case? Well, it's simply because of the fact that there are people in Christian churches today who go along with the teaching of the church, but in their own minds, they really don't know if they believe that God really exists. That is a great concern today. Let me read one more paragraph from this article. It says, what is concerning is the surprising number of people who identify as Orthodox Christians, and yet they hold similar beliefs to Christian atheism. It is easy to find clergy who do not believe that Jesus was actually God. Many churches teach that Jesus was merely a good example. Some churchgoers participate in religious practice while openly doubting that God exists. It seems that Christian atheism is not an uncommon approach today, and non-realistic Christianity has made inroads into the church. Do you understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? We're talking about believing is seeing. And the first step in believing is believing in the existence of God, that God really does exist, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And yet, in the church today, in churchianity today, in many local churches, we have people who, well, they say they're Christian, but they live and act as though God doesn't exist, and maybe even in the central part of their heart, they deny the existence of God or question the existence of God. That's pretty sad. And I think that that means that we need revival in the church. I just recently read an article on the concept of biblical worldview. And in that article, it said that only 37% of preachers in the pulpit believe in the biblical worldview. And it continues to break down. And in that article, it also said that only 12% of youth pastors believe in the biblical worldview. That's sad. You wonder why the church is as weak as it is today. You wonder why our Christian young people, so-called, are as weak as they are today, when so many people do not have a true biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to the belief in the existence of God, that he truly is alive, and that he has provided salvation for us through faith in Jesus Christ. And if we want to have a relationship with God, we need to trust Jesus Christ as Savior, which is really going to be the essence of our teaching tomorrow. So you'll want to be there by the radio. Yes, we must believe in the existence of God if we're going to have true belief. Tomorrow we're going to note that we must believe in the efficacy of Christ. You'll want to be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.